I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Shut up! It's called following the team.
That's not following the team.
I follow on IG.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Steve Kerr joining Willard and Dibs at 5 o'clock tonight. Steve Kerr, his team down 3-1 to the Minnesota Timberwolves, game 5 tomorrow. And we'll see if the Warriors can extend this thing.
Yeah, we have to. The season's not going to be over, man. I got some trivia whenever you want it before we get out of here, you and Evan.
I think, didn't we leave here with me saying, why do you think Pods is really smart player?
Let's do that. Okay. So, it's more of how he's been handed the responsibilities to run a team with the likes of Draymond Green, Jimmy Butler, and Steph Curry. You don't just get to do that without being smart to me. He knows Too Short, the great rapper from Oakland, Steiny, had a saying, get in where you fit in. And Pods has done that to the T. But what's happened is he start feeling himself like Mac Dre and doing a little too much. Okay, that's to be expected. So when we talk about him not playing great in the playoffs, Steiny, it's not about, the clock has struck 12. His shooting has been horrible.
Why?
I'm trying to find answers.
Because the shots are harder without
them. Some of these are wide open in the lane, and they're not going for the little Fred Astaire move, the little skedaddle that he was getting away with in the paint. They're not going for it. So
stop measuring the Warriors against Charlotte and Utah. And horse bleep teams.
Hey, put your glasses back up.
Well, they wouldn't have been horse bleep if they had actually gotten the lottery.
But, Evan, put some respect on Pod's name from that point to be able to run this system and be trusted by Kerr. That's all.
Run the system. What are you talking about? Pods runs the system. He didn't even bring it up half the time.
He does bring it up a lot, and he gets them into their stuff.
First
Evan,
of all,
nobody. I'm not telling you I don't know what to make of him now.
Who takes the most bad heat check threes on the team? Pajemski. Who continually. Finds himself up against the shot clock with 5 seconds to go, and he makes a decision with 5 seconds to go that, I get to shoot this one.
Facts.
Okay, that's not smart.
I'm not a system player.
And I'm not saying the guy's useless, right. But let's not turn him into Chris Paul.
And I'm not doing that, but I feel like you need to ask Steve Kerr, why the hell has he been doing this?
I told you why. They have no one else to do it. When they traded Schroeder, they made a deal that Pods was going to be the guy. Period. There's nobody on the roster that the roster's not good enough for anybody to push Pods out of the way. He's got, he found a hole in this roster.
Okay, but here I go, because I'm not telling you he's that. That hurts when you say Chris Paul. I'm telling you, now that their backs are against the wall, I feel like the young fella is playing so bad and keeping nobody in front of him that I might run Pat Spencer out there for 5 minutes.
Go ahead. You can do that. And what do you expect to gain from that?
It's not about what I gain. It's about me keeping it so real about when I was so high on Pods to where I'm at now. There has to be not a penalty, but Steiny, I've never heard a team or a ball club be constructed to where, Steiny, you know what? You're so awful, but lucky for you, we got nobody to take your place.
He's a feast or famine player.
And would you give me this? Up into this playoffs, his first, It's been more of a feast.
Did you really think Pods was going to play great in the postseason?
No, great is way too strong.
Okay, did you think he was going to be able to match his level of play?
I kind of did, Steiny. He went on that 23-game.
I don't feel like I can help you there.
Yeah, no, he went on a, what did we say, 22-game stretch where he shot 44% from three. He could do no wrong. And I'm just telling you, I see it now, and it's a big part of why I'm nervous moving forward. I'll save it about the future of this team. It's not just him, because we cannot ride a 37, 38-year-old Steph Curry now with this issue into the ground.
Son, you would even agree, though, that there's a difference between not playing to your level in the regular season and shooting 23.1% in a series, which is literally the worst that anyone has shot in a series since 2014.
That just admit it, Stoney.
Because Steph Curry isn't on the floor, and everything he does is more difficult, and he's not a great enough player yet to come through in that situation.
Some of this is the Houston series.
Yeah, no, like he's been historically bad in this series. I'm not saying that he should be incredible, but I do think that people looking at him saying, "What the hell is happening?"
It's fair.
Yeah.
I even with Curry in Houston, he had a game or two.
What did you think he was going to do against the Houston Rockets defense?
Well, that's different.
Who is he better than?
He scored 26 against them in a game.
One game.
And that game was a game that you had to have to win the series.
So is he playing the worst of anybody in the history of the game, or did he have 26?
He's somewhere in the middle.
Okay. He stinks. Why did you expect him to be a good player
when he's making his... I feel like you're
it's his first playoff series, and he's going up against the best...
It's his second season of him holding down the fort, especially this season. When you say, what did you expect, him to kind of just mirror what he was in the regular season, not be a superstar, but for you to throw him to the pack of wolves now, it feels like you're saying that, and say, what did you guys expect? Come on. Dude was
He played two games without Butler. And he's played three or four without Curry, and it changes the absolute dynamic.
Nobody behind you that's on management. And I think you got somebody behind him, Pat Spencer. You just got to trust him. And maybe he can do no worse than what Pods has been doing. He can do no worse if you put him out there with a blindfold on.
So Pods isn't helping you.
No, he's definitely not helping.
I think if he
and
were
Scotty, they're killing him on the dribble. Your point of attack, when your point guard can't guard, it's a wrap. Everything's a breakdown. That's just me. So I'm talking to just run Pat out there and see if he can get his 3 or 4 minutes. Who knows?
Sure, go ahead. I'm all for it.
All right.
I'm all for it. How many times do we have to say the playoffs are different?
Come on now, they totally are.
Okay, well then stop asking what's going on with Pods. He's getting overwhelmed by athleticism, by length.
Yeah.
He just is. And now he doesn't have security blanket with staff.
Right. But many shows we did before the playoffs, Donnie, you gave him. No, I don't want to.
He was playing great.
Okay, that's all. All right. And I fell for he could take that into the playoffs. That's on me. But you act like we didn't see that. I'm not saying he was an all-star in the regular season.
If you don't think you have a tendency to overrate players during the regular season, I don't know what to tell you.
I'm living it right now.
Pods is fine in the regular season. And maybe he'll be great in the playoffs next year. But, what happened to Moody?
I don't know.
Well, I think I have an idea, and it's the stars aren't carrying you. The competition's significantly better. And you need Moody and Pajemski to be more than just role players.
Okay, so now it goes back to Kerr in this regard to me. Kuminga, Moody, and Pods. Who's the most talented, Stoney?
Kuminga.
And who got the worst treatment of it all? Kuminga. Now we're in the offs, and the two dudes that I thought could hold down the fort to just be themselves in the offs are doing nothing, and the guy with the most raw talent is just on, hey, go in there and see what you got. It's put three good games together. But
no, he hasn't. And stop that.
Okay. what would we call it for his standard?
He scored in three games.
Yeah.
He's been a great scorer for three games.
I thought Saturday night he was stellar.
Okay.
All around.
Okay.
But for a guy that's been forgotten about to even do that, let you know, how the hell did this guy ever be forgotten about?
Well, maybe that has to do, and I don't know, yeah. Maybe he doesn't work hard enough. Maybe he's not taking Kerr's instruction. Maybe he's a terrible help defender. Maybe he can't make a play for somebody else. I don't know. You got to ask Steve Kerr that.
Yeah.
But I'm not here to say he's coached Kuminga great. I'm just here to say, like, did you think Pods was going to average 15 a game in the postseason?
It's different than that. And again, I'm advocating for somebody. There's too much, and there's only one game left, hopefully more. But I'm ready for all of it. No, you need to come down. Hey, yeah, you can say whatever. And, you know, what do we say? Man, Pods, it ain't about you as much. And you kind of love that bravado. But I'm to the point now to where, damn it, I want 30 minutes to be 21. So you know that you ain't living up to what we need you to do like everybody else, you know?
I'm going to put it to you this way. Let me ask you this. Who's the most talented by far, Kuminga, Pajemski, or Moody?
Oh, Kuminga.
So why isn't he playing?
I have no idea.
Well, try to figure it out. I mean, what could be the reasons? Do you believe that Kerr has an in for him? Do you believe that Kerr Kerr's got a doghouse that he's never been out of?
I don't think he fits the system. Kerr feels like he doesn't fit the system.
Okay. I'm just wondering.
But the last three games, when the system was on lock and guys can't get up a shot, Jonathan Kuminga was there to save the day somewhat. That's all.
The problem with...
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Jonathan, is that he does one thing very well, score. But if he's going to be playing with Curry and Butler, that means he's going to be the third leading scorer. So now you have a player whose strength is scoring, who's not asked to score like a 25-point scorer.
Right.
And doesn't do the other things. I think that's what Steve Kerr thinks.
Yeah, like the no rebounding last night in 30 minutes.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ-FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Let's go to David in New Orleans. What's up, David?
Guys.
Hey.
Man, I got a couple of things I want to say. But first, I want to make a point about what happened in a game that I thought I didn't hear anybody speak about, was the start of the third quarter, man. The rigidness, man. The not being flexible enough to change the lineups coming out of halftime. And I felt like Kuminga probably would have, With the momentum that he was playing with, I felt like the game might have been a little easier to get had he started in the third quarter to kind of finish off what he was doing coming down the stretch in the first half. You know, he was playing good, getting people in jeopardy, causing fouls and scoring. But I felt like when he didn't start in the third quarter and the starters came back in, I don't think they brought the type of energy that we needed to start that quarter. And I hear y'all talking about Pods. Man, y'all had me laughing. I think they oversell his IQ, but I don't think that he's not a smart player either. It's somewhere in the middle, bro. Because he's not athletic and because he doesn't have the gifts, people pay more attention to the plays that he makes that's cerebral. But when you're playing on the floor with three of the smartest players to ever play basketball, it's not hard to look smart. You know what I mean? And you find that out when they're not there. So when you eliminate Steph and Jimmy is not as aggressive and he has the ball more, then you see the type of player that he really actually is. how he gets in trouble, because a super smart player would never put himself in spots where they're in jeopardy in terms of like driving to the hole with no plan before you get there. And
no
then
doubt.
Once you get there, you're stuck and you're picking the ball up and you throw the ball out to people that's non-shooters. But if you're a high IQ player, you would know better than that before you actually did it. And so I think him being a smart player is kind of oversold. I appreciate y'all taking my call, man.
Thanks,
David. Appreciate the call.
A lot of good stuff there.
Now, just for the record, just for the record,
gotcha.
Kuminga did not start in the second half. It was a two-point game. He came in with 8:48 left in the third. It was still a two-point game. The Timberwolves were up two. So when he got into the game, it was 68-66.
So it got all bad with him out there.
And at one point, it was 91-73 after that. And I'm not saying it's his fault. But he didn't start the third quarter, but he was in when the game was essentially even.
Yeah.
Danny in Vancouver. What's up, Danny?
Hey, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey. Both? Down 3-1.
Hey, look. Yeah, it's grim. This feels like an early post-mortem, but not wholly inappropriate, that's for sure. Just a couple comments, actually. One comment and question. It's uncanny to me how often another team plays the Warriors. I watch every game this year. Hits a shot at the buzzer at the end of a half, and it kind of, I feel like it breaks the Warrior spirit. It's uncanny how many times it's happened, and it always seems to happen. You know, it's a tight game, and I thought that led into the debacle of the third quarter. So that's one comment. And my question to you is, I know they put all the subs in at the end of the game, but why can't the Warriors press more often? I know, obviously, they're subs, they're fresh, you can't press like that the whole game, but why can't the Warriors do that more often? Because Minnesota had their starters in at the end of the game, and it was definitely, I mean, they were whittling down, and you may say it's garbage time, but, you know, they did have their starters in, and I'm just wondering if we can't do that more often, or maybe do like what Dean Smith used to do in North Carolina.
Oh, the blue-white teams? The blue-white teams?
Sorry?
Subbing five guys at a time?
Remember the Minutemen? I think it was North Carolina, Stanny?
You might be right. I just remembered they had a blue team, which was the starters, and then the white team. He would sub five guys at a time at certain times.
But seriously, tell me I'm crazy, but why couldn't you do that for 5 minutes?
Well,
and just get the energy going and go ahead.
Well, I just think that
say it.
I agree that they should be pressuring Minnesota more. I mean, Minnesota will turn it over, and they turned it over in that fourth quarter. But who was on the floor? It was all the subs who hadn't played. If you're going to rely on Steph, if you're going to rely on Draymond, if you're going to rely on Jimmy Butler and Pods, like Pods isn't going to be a great guy at picking somebody up full court. He's not quick enough. So if he's off the floor, like you need a couple of young guys to play that way. And I thought it you know, worked late with the Minnesota starters, but I don't know how much staying power that would have over the course of a game.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's a bit crazy, but it was just, they're out of options. It's like rearranging the deck chairs. I hate to use that analogy, but that's the point we're at. And by the way, with the greatest respect, Stanley, I think you're a little hard on Pods. I was watching the game, and I think he missed a lot of open shots.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like he's taking crazy contested shots. I don't know if he's going to be a great player. He's definitely going through some things, but I'm not giving up on him yet. I'm not saying you are too, but I know you're being a little tough on him. But anyways, thanks, guys. Always a pleasure.
All right, take it easy.
I'll take that. I'll take being tough on him, because for 6 months, everybody said, I don't criticize Pods.
No, you gave him his flowers. You're like, we both.
I never anointed anybody. It's like.
I said gave him his flowers. How do you go to anoint? I'm not saying that.
Because when Moses Moody was playing well at midseason,
he was. Oh,
everyone
my gosh.
Thought he has arrived.
It doesn't work like that. I'm him.
And the same with Pods. Mm. Like, Pods has helped the Golden State Warriors in the regular season this year.
I'll take those two L's, man. And I'm not the only. I think Steve Kerr, I think the organization takes the L's too. Because they thought this was something that was going to be sustainable.
And one of the reasons I'm being hard on Pods today is because, like, I think we're talking about him like a player he's never been.
But he's hoisting up 14 shots, and when you make one, two, or three, pass it.
And what have we said about Pods and his irrational confidence? Huh? Well, guess what? That's showing up now.
Yeah. Go ahead, man.
I didn't have anything to say.
Come down my road. Go ahead. I welcome it.
Well, for what? I got a lot of things I could come down your road for.
I think Pods looks around like, oh, nobody else wants to shoot it. Nobody else is going to dog cuss me. And if they had, I would be more willing to pass. I think he's hoisting them up like, if you guys can't do it or don't want to do it, I'll shoot it. That's what I get from Pods.
Hmm. Yeah, I think that, well, first, I really don't think he cares if someone dog cusses him. But second of all, I think the reason why I wouldn't describe him as a smart player is because of that characteristic.
He doesn't care.
He'll take a grenade at the end of the shot clock. He'll take a shot early. He'll take a shot late. And to be fair, the Warriors do need someone to do that. The issue is that it happens to be the guy who is literally shooting 23% for this series. Man. And anytime that happens, you're going to lose a lot of those games.
Do you think Pods is a good three-point shooter? And I know he shot 40-something over 22 games.
I'm not going to give him yes. I'm going to say no.
Yeah, I don't think he's a great shooter.
He had a great stretch this
great three-point shooter.
About 22 games here. But this season, I'm not ready to say yes, no.
Let's go to...
I mean, there's a lot of bricks last night. Yeah. Like, I mean, good Lord.
It's like there's a window open.
Draymond missed a three-pointer from the corner by like 4 feet.
Like, what happened? Well, what you mean,
stop
hey?
It.
Stop what?
It wasn't 4 feet.
No. Well, I don't know what angle you were at, but it was really difficult to tell how short or far away from the basket it was because of the broadcast angle. But
that's fatigue, though. He's going up against – it's fatigue. There's no – he would tell you. And I was marveled he hit the couple that, you know, to start – he's Stiney, I've shot those air balls. It's when you have nothing in the tank.
Draymond scored last night, Goo.
Yeah.
He did what you said.
But how about defending?
You didn't ask him to defend.
No, I asked. I said he's got to be a Tasmanian devil. And he got, hey, look, man. You got a game tomorrow. And you would see Pat Spencer if I was coaching.
We did see Pat Spencer, though. Like, with all due respect, we saw Pat Spencer. That was in game two. He was a team worst minus 20 in 10 minutes. Pat Spencer is not the answer. Sorry.
I'm kind of mad. Like, you got to try some. You're laughing.
Right. That's because we're down to Spencer.
Damn.
I mean, somebody got a white t-shirt Guru can put on a pole? Because you're down to Pat Spencer.
No, he's part of... We just had him on the show. We just talked about...
Doesn't mean he's an all-star.
What was his nickname?
White Smoke.
We've had Pods on this show seven times.
And Willard and Dibs, the whole station. People are fans and people I work with jumping off shift fast. Like, come on, Stiney, to say he's not smart, Pods deserves the Nobel Peace Prize for not getting in the way for him to be the starting one for the majority of the season.
If that's the way you look at it, that's the way you look at it. I don't see it like that. You know, I see it in the kind of way where, you know, when Moody, let's say during the championship run, when Moody played.
Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, he was a placeholder, okay? They didn't guard him, and he was solid, and he didn't make mistakes, and he played 11 minutes a night.
I wish we could get that from these guys.
You can't. You can't, because they can't just let the game come to them. The Warriors aren't good enough now to play around their best players. First of all, they don't have their best player. Yeah. And secondly, Butler's been up and down in the postseason. So guess what? The role players, they got to be better than role players, and we're finding out that it's pretty hard. Memorial Day weekend is almost here. Swing by Valvoline Instant Oil Change and make sure your vehicle is road ready. No appointment. Stay in your car. Done in about 15 minutes. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com for locations and coupons.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.